You know, one of the results of the way things had gone with K-State basketball up until the last couple of weeks was getting more and more anxious for baseball season to get started. I mean, after K-State loses by 30 to Oklahoma, there's virtually no hope that K-State's actually going to turn it around and make the tournament and all of that. And I'm going to start paying some attention to spring training. I'm going to get excited about this Royals team. And then Salvador Perez, who is playing in the World Baseball Classic, or was, for his home country of Venezuela, gets hurt in some friendly fire as a play at the plate with Drew Butera, who is the Royals' backup catcher and playing for, is it Italy? I think it's Italy that Drew Butera is playing for.
Yeah.
And Butera comes in from third, can't really decide if he's going to slide or not. He kind of tumbles into Perez's knee. Salvi goes down. He stays down for a while. He has to be helped to his feet and helped into the clubhouse. And Royals fans were just, I mean, they were scared. And I was scared because this is kind of an all-in season, and the Royals aren't making the playoffs without Salvador Perez. But good news.
Yeah.
Salvi's okay. His knee did not have any structural damage to it. He did actually suffer, in addition to kind of the sprained knee, he had a hyperextended elbow that was part of it as well. We didn't really know that until today, but that is going to keep him out for about a week or so. But he was asked today if he's going to miss opening day, and his response was, "You think I'm going to miss opening day? I don't think so." Now, I don't think he said it like that because he's Salvador Perez, but the fact of the matter is he's okay, and we're going to see him out there.
Let's be real here. Drew is trying to hurt him on purpose. He's tired of riding the pine for nine. He wants in the ball game. He wants to play. He wants to show all the other teams out there that might want to pick him up that he can catch and he can bat.
My first thought when I saw the video of it, which was like an hour after it happened, and it was still when we had no idea about Perez's condition, was that is such a Kansas City thing to have happen, but a Kansas City thing from pre-2014. Like, I thought we had left that in the past. I thought Kansas City was no longer a cursed sports city. But they get some great news as Perez is okay. He will be out at least for the next week or so. We'll see if they get him into a couple more spring training games before the regular season starts. But the Royals all-star catcher is going to be fine. That's going to close up the first hour. A lot more on the K-State men in the second hour. The impact on the future of Bruce Weber with the Wildcats winning last night over Wake Forest in the first four. But when we come back, K-State women's basketball player Kindred Wiesman joins me in studio to talk about the Cats hosting the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament this weekend at Bramlage Coliseum. That's coming up next on The Game.